Today's Amud is Yevamos Tzadi Zayin Amud Aleph. We're holding on Tzadi Zayin Amud Aleph, 11 lines on the top, Echad Ben Teisha Shanim V'chulu. So the Mishnah at the end had mentioned that all the halachas that we've been discussing until now about a 9-year-old are true about any katan who's at least 9 years old. But the truth is that he doesn't have to be 9. He could even be 20 years old if he doesn't have Shtei Sairus. So halachically he's a katan. And all the halachas that we've been discussing will still be true because his yibam, being that he's not considered a bardas, he's still considered a katan, his yibam won't be a yibam. But once he's 9, so then his bia is a bia. We're just looking for someone whose bia is considered a bia, but yibam is not a yibam. So the way you have that is a child who's 9 years old. But technically he could even be 20 as long as he doesn't have Shtei Sairus. Ask the Gemara, is that really true? If he's 20 years old without Shtei Sairus, he's considered a katan? Or a menu, ben esim, shana shalhevi Shtei Sairus. If you have a 20-year-old who did not yet bring Shtei Sairus, yaviu raya shu ben esrim. He has to bring a raya that he's 20 years old, v'huasres, and then we say that he's a sres. Such a person will not be shaykh to the whole parish of Yibam. He won't be obligated to do chalitza, nor will he be allowed to do Yibam. Bas esim shana shayavia shtei sairus. And similarly, if you have a 20-year-old woman who does not yet have shtei sairus, also yaviu raya shi bas esrim, she brings a raya that she's 20 years old, via islandus. And then we say that she's considered an islandus, and loichay letzes v'loimisyav emes. She's mufka from the parish of Yibam as well. So you see that once a person is 20 years old, even if he doesn't have Shtei Sairus, he becomes a gadol because he becomes a sres. So how could the Tana of our Mishnah say that all the dinam we've discussed are true, both about a 9-year-old and even about a 20-year-old without Shtei Sairus? L'chayra, well, if he's 20 years old, so that even if he doesn't have Shtei Sairus, he's still considered a gadol because he's a sres. So says the Gemara, it's not necessarily true. You could have a 20-year-old without Shtei Sairus that's still considered a katan and it is not considered a sres, because ha'idmar alam, Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak, I'm a rav, v'hu shenoldu lai siman isres, that the braisa that we just mentioned is specifically talking about a man who has siman isres and who had a woman who has siman islandus. It's only if the person also has simanim. Let's talk about a man. It's only if he also has siman isres. Then we say that if he's 20 years old without Shtei Sairus, then he's considered a sres. But if he's 20 years old without Shtei Sairus and he does not have siman isres, he remains a katan. And now my Rava says that dekanami, it's meduyik like that, dekatani vuhu hasaris. It says that if he's 20 years old without Shtei Sairus, so he brings a raya that he's 20 years old, v'hu asaris. V'hu asaris doesn't sound like, and then we will consider him to be a sres. That's the way we translated it. But that doesn't seem to be accurate. V'hu asaris sounds like it's something that's already known. It's something that it's already established that he is. V'hu asaris, and he is the sres. It sounds like it's already known that he's a sres, meaning because he already has simani sres. We were just waiting for him to turn 20 and not have Shtei Sairus, because if he would have Shtei Sairus, or if he wouldn't be 20 years old yet, we wouldn't yet consider him a sres. But if he has the siman isres and he turns 20 years old without Shtei Sairus, dafka then we consider him a gadol. But there's no kash in our Mishnah. Our Mishnah was discussing a person who does not have siman isres. Memela, even if he's 20 years old, if he doesn't have Shtei Sairus, he will still be considered a katan. Now ask the Gemara that v'chi loy noldu loy siman isres ad kama, that how long are we still going to consider a person to be a katan if he doesn't have siman isres? It's not logical that forever and ever a person will be considered not bardas just because he doesn't have Shtei Sairus and he also doesn't have siman isres. So there's got to be some sort of cutoff point. Until what point will we always consider him to be a katan? Tani devei Rabbi Chiya ad raiv shneisav, until he hits raiv of his life. Time. Once he hits raiv of his lifetime, so then we will consider him to be a gadol, even if he doesn't have siman isres, as long as he doesn't have Shtei Sairus, or he doesn't have siman isres, once he's raiv shenaisav, once he hits most of his lifespan, so then we will consider him a gadol. Now, how do we know that in advance? It's one thing if we knew how long he was going to live for, so then we can know when is raiv shenaisav. How are we supposed to know when raiv shenaisav is? So the Rishayim explain, based on the pasuk that we say in davening, Imeshna Yisayinu Behem Shivim Shanam, that a typical lifespan is 70 years old. Memela Rav Shnaisav will be 35 in a day. Some Rishonim say 36. That will be Rav Shnaisav. Once he hits 35 in a day or 36, so then we will consider him a gadol no matter what. Says the Gemara that ki asul kamei de Rava, when a person like this would come to Rava, a person who was older, yet but did not yet have Shtei Cyrus, not yet necessarily that he was 35, but stam, he was older and he didn't have Shtei Cyrus, so I kachosh, if he was someone who was very thin, so Amar Luhu, Rava would tell such a person, Rava would tell such a person that zilu avriyuhu, that you should go and eat up, become healthy, become a little bit fatter, and v'ibari, if the person was fat, he was healthy looking, so then Amar Luhu, Rava would tell such people, zilu akshuhu, go on a diet and lose some weight, get a little bit thinner. And the reason is that it sounds like a kasha on Rava. He's giving opposite eitzes. Is it better to be bari or is it better to be kachosh when it comes to these inyanim? Says the Gemara, both are true. Dahani simanin, when it comes to simanin, when it comes to Cyrus, so when it comes to the Shtei Cyrus, zimnin denatri machmas kichusha, v'zimnin denatri machmas briusa. There are times that being thin causes the Cyrus to fall out, and there are times that being too heavy causes the Cyrus to come out. So if this person is older, he still doesn't have Shtei Cyrus, let's try the other way around. If you're bari, try to be kachosh. If you're kachosh, try to be bari, and like that, maybe we'll find that you really do have Shtei Cyrus. Hajan Allah Isha Rabba. Zak the Mishnah Baiter now. Then three halachas. Halacha number one is that naisin al hanusav al hamafuta. That if a person is ma'anis or mafata a woman, so obviously that is aser, but lamaisa, that does not aser him to the woman's relatives. If someone is ma'anis a woman, he's still mutter to marry her relatives. That's what it means. Naisin al hanusav al hamafuta. A person could marry the relative even of someone that he was ma'anis or mafata. Halacha number two. If one is ma'anis or mefate, one of his wife's relatives, he's already married, and he's ma'anis v'amefate al hanesua, on his wife, so he is chayiv, that is an iser, meaning the erva, the iser of the erva is through the bia alone, even not through marriage. I mean, you might have thought that, let's say, ishu bita, the iser is only if you marry them. No, kamashmal in the Mishnah, that once a person's married, so now he has an iser, and he's chayiv for being with one of her relatives, even if it's not Aliyadei Kedushin. And then halacha number three is that naise adam anusas aviv umafutas aviv anusas benai umafutas benai. If a person's father was ma'anis or mafata a woman, so he's still the son is allowed to marry her. And similarly, if a person's son was ma'anis or mafata a woman, still the father is allowed to marry that woman. Rabbi Yehuda oiser ba'anusas aviv umafutas aviv. Rabbi Yehuda's chaylik on the first half of that halacha. Rabbi Yehuda holds that a person is not allowed to marry somebody who his father was ma'anis or mefata. By virtue of the fact that his father was ma'anis or mefata, that woman now becomes usher to the child forever. And we'll see in the Gemara the Makar. Says the Gemara now, Tanina lahadatan rabbanan. That our Mishnah is a raya to something that we once learned in a Braisa, which means that obviously this Braisa is something you could rely on, because you see it from our Mishnah. The Braisa said that anas isha mutter lisa bita. That even if a person is manis a woman, he's still allowed to marry her daughter. Nasa isha aser lisa bita. But if a person marries a woman, so then he's not allowed to marry her daughter. We saw in our Mishnah, he's not even allowed to live without marriage, for sure, without marriage. Even that would be chayiv. But that's what the Braisa is coming to say, that it's only through nesuin. The iser of, let's say, isha ubita or any erva is only when it comes ayidei nesuin. Nasa isha, that's when you have the iser. But if a person was ma'anis in isha, so then he's mutter lisa bita, he's allowed to marry her kreivis. Ask the Gemara now, is that really true? That if a person is ma'anis or mefata a woman, he's allowed to marry her relatives, her kreivis, or minu. But we learned in the Braisa that not only is a person not allowed to marry the relative of someone who is ma'anis, even hanitan min ha'isha aser b'imo b'bito b'chaisa. Even if there are simply rumors about a man that he was together with a certain woman, so then we say it's aser for that man to now marry this woman's mother or daughter or sister, even though it's just rumors. rumors. Surely if we would know that a person was together with a woman, it would be usher for him to marry her daughter, her mother, her sister. So how could you say that when a person is ma'anis, a woman, he's allowed to marry all of her krivos? The braisa is clear that even if there are just rumors about a man being together with a certain woman, he's not allowed to marry her daughter, her sister, or her mother. Says the Gemara midrabanan. But no, really it's mutter. Like our Mishnah said, this that the Braisa says it's Asur is a Gzeira Durabanan. We don't want him to be too close to the family. If there are already rumors that he was together with this woman, so then we don't want him to marry her mother or her daughter or her sister, because then he's going to be around that other woman who there are rumors about him. And now it's already going to be an Issa D'Araisa. Now it's going to be the sister or the mother or the daughter of his wife. So we don't want that to happen. That's why we say there's an Issa D'Rabbanan, that once there are rumors about a man about being with a certain woman, so now we don't want him to marry one of her close relatives, her daughter, her mother, or her sister. But that's all an Issa D'Rabbanan, and that's why our Mishnah doesn't mention it. Well, says the Gemara, if there's an Issa D'Rabbanan, the Kol Heicha Dika Isur Midrabbanan, Tani Noisin L'Chadchila, the Lashon of our Mishnah is Noisin Ala Anusa of Ala Mefuta. Now, the person is allowed to marry any of the relatives of a woman that he was Ma'anis and Mefata. If you're telling me now that really there's an Issa D'Rabbanan to marry her mother or her daughter or her sister, so how could the Mishnah use such a Lashon? How could it say Noisin, which is Mashma L'Chadchila, when really there's an Issa D'Rabbanan? So says the Gemara in a Chanami, the Mishnah would never be able to do such a thing. And there's an Issa D'Rabbanan. A person is Ma'anis or Mefata, a woman, he's not allowed to marry her mother, her daughter, or her sister. So how does our Mishnah say Noisin? Kitnan Masnisin Lachar Misa. Our Mishnah is talking about a case where the woman that he was Ma'anis or Mefata already had died. Once she died, so now there's no Gzeira anymore. No Gzeira against marrying her daughter, her mother, or her sister was because we don't want him so close to the woman that he was ma'anes, because he might do it again. But now that she's already not alive anymore, so now there's no gzeira, and now it's even mutter l'chadchila, because it's not included in the isser of isha ubita or isha l'chaisa. There's no problems when it just comes through einis or someone who is ma'anes or mafata. That's why the Mishnah says nice and even l'chadchila. Now says the Gemara minani mili. How do we know that this is the case, that the isser, all these isurim, all the different arayas, are only asr if it comes about through marriage? That if a person marries a woman, now he becomes usher to her krivice. But if he's ma'anis or mefat to her, so then he's mutter to her krivice, midarais at least. What's the makar for that? The Tan Rabbana, we learned in the Braisa, that bekula nemar shchiva. In general, by all the arayas, it says a lashon of shchiva, which makes it sound like even just shchiva itself is usher, even just being together without marriage. Vikan, yet when it comes to the isra of isha ubita, nemar kicha. It says a lashon of kicha, it says a lashon of marriage. Leimar lach, it's coming to teach you that derech likuchin Asra Taira, that the whole Isser was Dafka said when it comes about Derech Likuchin through marriage. That's when the Isser is. It's only when you marry a woman, that's when you now become Asr to her daughter. But if a person is Ma'anis a woman, or Mefata a woman, so then he is Mutter to her daughter. Says the Gemara, Amarli Rapapala Baye, Rapapa asked the Baye, Elameatav, that's the Makar, so then Gabe Achaisai Dichsiv, Ish Asher Yikach Es Achaisai Bas Aviv Bas Imai. When the Torah lists the Isser for a man to be with his sister, it says it b'lashon yikach. It says a man, when he marries his sister, the daughter of his father or the daughter of his mother. So hachanami derech kicha hu da'asar? Here also you're going to tell me that the only Isser is for a person to marry his sister, but derech shchiva shari, but if a person wants, he could be ma'anis, he could just stam live with his sister, and that wouldn't be an Isser of achaisa? The Isser of achaisa is only if it comes about through a kicha. Now, condition is not chal with her, but really you're going to tell me that's the iser. So Amar Lei, so Abayi said back to her papa that no, hagufa, that likuchin ksiva b'teiris tam. When it says likuchin in the teiris tam, haroi likicha kicha, haroi l'shchiva shchiva. So if it's possible to teach it as referring to kicha, to kedushin, so then we will, because that's the most true to its word. The true to the word, true to the definition of kicha would be to say it's referring to kedushin. But haroi l'shchiva shchiva, but by certain people, like a sister, where kicha can't mean literally, because there's no such thing as a person marrying a sister, so then we say it must really be referring to shchiva, that there's an isra of shchiva even without kedushin. That was all the first makar. Says the Gemara that Rava Amar, Rava says a different makar, that Anas Isha Mutar Lisa Bita is Mehacha. The fact that if a person is Ma'anis, a woman, so he's allowed to marry her daughter, at least Midaraisa, is learned from the following. It's because Ksiv Ervas Bas Bincha Yibas Bitcha Le Sigala. It says that you're not allowed to marry your own granddaughter, the daughter of your son or the daughter of your daughter. Mashma Habas Bina Dida Ubas Bita Dida Gali. That your wife's granddaughter, you are allowed to marry. Uksib, but then we have another pasuk which says, Ervas Isha Ubita Le Sigala, that a person is not allowed to be together with his wife's daughter, as Baspinov is Basbita Le Sikach. He can't be together with her granddaughter. So it's a stira in the mashmais of the psukim. Hakate said, how are we going to reconcile the two? It must be that Kan Bo'insin, Kan Benisuin. There's a difference between a man who is Ma'anis a woman and a man who married a woman. If he was Ma'anis her, so then he has no Isser of Bita, of her granddaughter, of any of that. The only Isser is only if he marries a woman. If he marries a woman, so that's when he has these Isurim. And that's how we'll reconcile the two psukim. Well, says the Gemara, Epochana, maybe it's the opposite. How do you know to say it this way? Maybe when he marries her, so then he's allowed to be together with her daughter. And when he's ma'anis her, that's when he has an iser to be with her daughter. So says the Gemara, no, because Arayis she'er ksiv behu. In the parasha of Arayis, it mentions the fact that they're aser because they are she'er, because they are close relatives. So, b'nesu'en ika she'er, b'ainsen leka she'er. You would only be called a relative if it comes about through nesu'en. But if it comes about through a man who's ma'anis a woman, so then we wouldn't call him close to the relative, and therefore that's how we know to darshan it in this way, that the isser is only when it comes about through nesu'in, and not when it comes about through aynes or mefateh. Says the Gemara Vayter now. The end of the Mishnah said that Rabbi Yehuda Oyser Banusas Aviv, even though the Tanakama says that a man is allowed to marry a woman that his father was Ma'anis or Mefateh, Rabbi Yehuda argues, Rabbi Yehuda says that if a person's father was Ma'anis or Mefateh, a woman, so the son is not allowed to marry her. Amar Rav Gidol Marav, my time with Rabbi Yehuda, what's the reason for Rabbi Yehuda? The Chsim, as the Pasuk says, Lo Yikach Ish Es Eishas Aviv, Velo Yigal Kenaf Aviv. First it says that a man cannot take his father's wife. Eishes Aviv is an Isser. And then it says, seemingly very, very cryptic words, it says, V'lo yigale kenaf aviv. He shouldn't reveal the robe of his father. So what does that mean? V'lo yigale kenaf aviv? Says Rav Gidol Marav, to explain Rabbi Yehuda, this is Rabbi Yehuda's makar. What the pasuk is saying is, kenaf shira aviv, something that your father revealed, a lady that he was ma'anis or mefateh, so lo yigale, you cannot be with that woman. That's Rabbi Yehuda's makar, that if a person's father is Ma'anis or Mefateh, a woman, so the son is not allowed to be with her. It's from Lo Yigale Kenaf Aviv. Now ask the Gemara, Umimai Deba'anusaksif, how do you know to darshan the pasuk in this way? It's not really, that doesn't really say that. It mentions the fact that someone who's like Roy, Ra, Aviv, but it doesn't say anywhere that's the pshat in the drasha, that it's referring to Anusas Aviv. So how do you know to say that it's talking about Anusas Aviv? Dechsiv, because if you look, Dechsiv mi lovi dekra, it says right before this, not just a two pesukim before this, it says, V'nasa na'isha sheichiv ima lovi anayra chamishim kasef, V'loisi a'isha tachas she'ina, Loyichashachol kol yamav. It's the pasuk before. The pasuk before, Loyikach ishes eishes aviv, Loyigale kanaf aviv. The pasuk before talks about the parish of Aines. That if a person's ma'anis a woman, he has to pay her father. If he's ma'anis a naira, he has to pay her father 50 kesef. So since the pasuk right before our pasuk is talking about the parish of Aines, Tichsid mi lavi dekravenas na isha sheichivim lavi a naira chamishim kesef. So therefore we say that Loyigale kanaf aviv is also referring to someone that his father was ma'anis. Now v'rabbanan, the rabbanan of our Mishnah, the Tanakama, who says that a person is allowed to marry Anusas Aviv, so Al Karchach Leigala Kanaf Aviv is not talking about someone that the father was Ma'anis. What is he going to do with Rabbi Yehuda's Drasha? It says right before this pasuk, the parsha of Aines, it sounds like Vayigal Kanaf Aviv is talking about someone that the father was Ma'anis. Says the Rabbanan back, then no. If it was Mamish, there was Smichus, it was written right next to each other, Vayigal Kanaf Aviv, right next to the parsha of Aines, so then in a Chanami, like you're saying, I would tell you that Vayigal Kanaf Aviv is talking about someone who the father was Ma'anis. But Hashta, the Lay Samach Le, now it's not really Samach. Because before Layigalik Kanaf Aviv, you have Layikach Ishas Ashes Aviv, the beginning of the Pasuk. So what's next to the Parsha of Aines is not Layigalik Kanaf Aviv, it's Layikach Ishas Ashes Aviv. So you got Layigalik Kanaf Aviv is a little bit removed, so that tells us not to darshan it in this way, rather Mibayle Likudab Anan. We'll use these words of Layigalik Kanaf Aviv for something that Rav Anan taught us. The Amr of Anan, Amr Shmuel, Beshaymeris Yavam Shal Aviv Akasa Madabir, that's no Shaykhis Aines. It's talking about the Shemeres Yavam, that if a person's father's brother died, and now the brother's wife falls to the father to Yibam, so now there's an Isser for the son to go ahead and marry her. Now there's an Isser of Yavam and Lashuk, as the Gemara will speak out soon, but there's also an Isser of Layigale Kanaf Aviv. Umay Kanaf Aviv, what does it mean Kanaf Aviv? Kanaf HaRoy LaAviv Layigale. Someone who's Roy, who's reserved for your father, she's a Shemeres Yavam for your father, so you have an Isser to be with her. Now ask the Gemara, that's the Isser from Layigale Kanaf Aviv, V'tepikle Mishum Doidasai. Anyway, she's Aser, because she's your father's brother's ex-wife. So she has an Isser of Doidasai, of an aunt. So why do I need a special drusha of Layigale Kanaf Aviv to say that she's Aser? She's Aser anyways, Alts Doidasai. So it says the Gemara in a Chanami. So now, Lavro Le'abishnei Lavin. Now there'll be an Isser of Doidasai, and there'll also be an Isser of Layigale Kanaf Aviv. There'll be two Lavin. Well, says the Gemara, I already have two Lavin. But typically, Mishum Yavam Lashuk. She's anyways an Isser Lav because she's the Yavam Lashuk. She's a Shemeris Yavam. So says the Gemara, two Terutzim to that question. Number one is Lavra Leb Shleisha Lavin. I'll tell you that in a Chanami, but the Torah still tells us Layigale Kanaf Aviv to make it that there are three Lavin for this Isser. Vibayisei Malachar Misa. Or I could say that there's no Isser over here of Yavam Lashuk because we're talking about a case where the father already died. Afal Pikin, there'll be an Isser of Doidasai. And there'll be an Isra of Layigale Kanaf Aviv because she was a Shemeres Yavam to the father. But in the Chanami, the Isra of Yavam Lashuk might fall away if we'll say that we're discussing a case where the father died and he's the only Yavam, so now she's no longer a Yavam Lashuk.